Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Well, this is John Matarazzo from the Charisma News Podcast, and I am here with John Irwin, one of the directors of the amazing movie American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story starring Zachary Levi and Anna Paquin, and Dennis Quaid is in this as well. I had the opportunity to see a screener of this movie early on while it was actually still there was still green screen for some of the crowd, yeah. But I'm grateful that I was able to still see that. But John Irwin, it is great to have you on this podcast to find out more about this amazing movie that everybody needs to see on Christmas Day when it comes out. Make sure you're there. But John, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to talk about the film, and I'm glad you got to see it. And yes, so many, especially at the end, you know, all the stadium and all the people, you know, are digital, and it's interesting to see it in that form. And then it's amazing to see it when all the elements come together. But you know, ultimately, I love that, you know, it's a story. I believe in the timing of everything and the destiny of it and God's hand in it all. And, you know, the idea that this story is coming out now, I think that's a magical thing. I just think mm-hmm. that we need to be inspired again. I think the whole idea of the movie is to rekindle the dreams of the audience, you know,
right.
And, to let everybody know that all things are possible and for people to see the movie and say, if he can accomplish what life told him was impossible, maybe we can too. And they did it as a family. Maybe we can do it as a family. And, and that's the theme and heartbeat of the movie. And so I just think it's a movie for its time. That's something that we need right now. And it was a wonderful story to tell. And I don't actually understand how this movie has not been made. I mean, this story has inspired so many people for so long. You know, I can't believe it hasn't been made. I can't believe Andy and I get to make it. And I'm just so glad it's coming out right now.
That is so cool. I love the whole American underdog theme. I mean, just any underdog story is always one of, I think us as people are just kind of programmed, you know, I think we're designed by God to love the underdog story. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got David versus Goliath. You've got
the ultimate, you know, underdog, right?
The ultimate stuff. I mean, so you've got, I love the journey that you guys take us on in Kurt Warner's life, who's played by Zachary Levi, who I think he's a great pick for that role.
Oh, he's born to play the role.
Yeah. I do want to ask for you, though, just in regards of filming this, I mean, because of the COVID stuff that we're all having to kind of navigate through life, we did talk about briefly the fact that you have crowds in this film.
Yes.
What were some of the challenges that you had in creating this film and shooting it? Then how did you guys overcome that? Because, you know, you're talking about the American underdog with Kurt Warner, but it's kind of like you've had a little bit of an underdog story yourself getting this place. Yeah,
the film was an underdog. I mean, you know, it was, we were almost about to make it, and then it was put on hiatus with the pandemic. And then Zach was going to do Shazam 2 eventually. And we just really believed in the movie. We believed in the story. We believed in Zach playing the role. And we just took this massive leap of faith that we could go make the movie and figure out how to make this movie in a pandemic, you know, and which was an unreasonable belief, sort of like the movie itself. And it was the most difficult thing that we've ever done. But I think you feel a lot of that. I mean, the story is about overcoming the odds and doing the impossible, and you know, there was just sort of a divine hand on the movie, and we never shut down because of COVID, and we just had to figure out how to make it with even a reduced budget, made it very fast. And but you feel all of that. There was a blizzard that struck, that we call it the Blizzdemic, and that struck Oklahoma where we were, and also Texas. And but it, you know, providentially, it was right when we were filming a blizzard sequence in the movie, so we were able to sort of put it on the screen. So I just think that it was definitely difficult, but God provided for us in a pretty spectacular way. And again, I just feel like it's a movie for its time. And I just think that it's an honor to tell stories that inspire And I just think that, you know, each movie has its theme and each movie has its purpose, and those are different. And so the idea to make a film whose theme and purpose is to just convince people to chase their dreams again. That's a cool thing. That's a magical thing. And that, you know, all things are possible, which is the title of Kurt's book. And if you just keep going and you just keep, if you hold to your faith and you hold to your calling in life and you just never quit. And so I love that about this story. And I think so many of us know this story. We know sort of this guy was bagging groceries at a supermarket, NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP 5 years later. But the story that we don't know is so inspiring, and it's such a family story. It's such a love story. And you don't have to be a football fan to enjoy it, because everybody can relate to having an impossible dream and achieving it together. And really, Kurt Warner achieved his dream with the woman right beside him, which was Brenda.
Yeah, I love how it's not just a football story. It's a great story. It's the journey that Kurt and Brenda were on together, and football just happens to be a big part of it, but it's not the only thing. So you don't need to be a football fan or a sports movie fan to love this movie. I mean, the relational aspect of it. I mean, there's several times in the movie where I was tearing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had to wipe a few away just because it was so moving.
Yeah. It'll make you laugh and cry and cheer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully multiple times. But yeah, it's interesting when we screened it first and early, like when you saw it, it tested higher than anything that we've ever done. And, but people called it an inspirational love story. That's how they described it, much more so than a sports story. And certainly if you're a sports fan, if you're a fan of this story, if you remember this story, you'll love the movie. But also it's just a love letter to dreamers everywhere. And I love the tagline of the film, which is "No one wins alone." And even the end credit song by the original song, Vince Gill-McGuyton, which is "Love Changes Everything." And the idea that Kurt Warner became a champion off the field first, you know, in his relationship with Brenda and her kids, as a husband, as a father. And then he brought all that onto the field. And that's a special thing. And you know, the faith that he discovered and the relationship that Brenda had with God and how that rubbed off on him. And it really is the power of two people believing in each other, believing in God, and believing in a dream together. It's a movie to see with the important people in your life.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. You know, you said earlier that you had to scale back your budget and everything, but then you ended up filming the scene of them in the blizzard, in an actual blizzard.
Yeah, it happened. Yeah.
So were you praying for that to happen? How did it seems like God's hand was all over this, even in a tempestuous way.
In everything that we've done, God had his hand on us. And the fact that we didn't shut down with COVID, and the fact that a blizzard hit Oklahoma while we were filming a blizzard, those things just kept happening. And it really was miraculous that this film was able to be made. I mean, it was really an act of faith making the film at all. And just, you could feel God's hand on it. And I think that just the timing of it is all so spectacular.
Yeah.
And so, it's cool when you do something and you just take a leap. And sometimes I think that's the important thing is we don't pursue our calling in life or our dreams in life or what we feel is our destiny, because there's so many unknown things. There's so many questions. There's so many fears. And I think one of the themes of the movie, and certainly of the making of the film, is just to not let that stop you from taking each step, you know, and success is just long obedience in the same direction. And it's just a few steps every day. And don't let life and anxiety and questions out in the future stop you from the progress that you can make today towards your dream, you know? And I think that's one of the themes. So the film was that we just had to step out. Even the, you know, we couldn't have crowds and because of the type of films that we make, lots of times, like with films like I Can Only Imagine, or even I Still Believe, we would have thousands of people come out and be extras.
Right.
We couldn't have any of that. I mean, the most people we could have was 100 people, and that included the players.
Wow.
Or 150. And so all of the stadium at the end is digital. It's unbelievable. You can't tell, but you know, all the fans, you know, in the arena football games, we would have to film one by one to green screen. So we filmed all the fans. We'd film with 9 cameras from different angles, and then we had to put them in digitally, you know, comp them in to the shots. And then everything's 3D, you know, at the end with the Rams. And so, but we didn't exactly know if we'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
It's just cool to have a great team and see that I don't think the movie would have been any better. I think that the the pressure of it actually made the movie better. And sometimes yeah. the, you know, your greatest performance and your best ideas come when the circumstances are pretty dire. And so that was certainly part of the making of the movie.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to see it again with family and friends on Christmas Day or that weekend. However, you know, however you got to get there, I say just get there. It's a phenomenal story and it's well portrayed.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely glad that I had the chance to see that and I will be taking people. But it's at theaters all over the country.
Yeah.
You can basically see it wherever you go to see your movies and just make it a point to go see this movie. I highly recommend it. John Irwin, thank you so much for directing this film and
thank you so much.
Being on here to talk about this. And hopefully, prayerfully, everybody's going to go see it and make it the number one film over Christmas weekend.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. And I love the idea that you see it together. I love films that can bring the family together. And that's what we do. That's what my family does over Christmas and over the holidays is we just see movies together. And it's sort of a tradition. So I'm glad to add one into the mix and one that will uplift and inspire. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. Can't wait for you to see it finished.
Absolutely.
And thanks for getting the word out.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.